back here on the Big 870 WWL for our triple option feature. Mike DeTeo, along with, we're joined by Steve Geller, Cullen Steele. So, Steven, I'll give it to you first, bud.
Another reason we know football season is back, guys. The first injury report of the week was out, the practice report for the Saints. Eight players listed. You had four not practicing. That'd be linebacker Jalen Ford, tight end Dallin Holker, linebacker DeMarco Jackson, and defensive tackle Colin Saunders. So no big issues there for the black and gold. Limited now, linebacker Willie Gay Jr. We knew he wasn't at practice yesterday. At least he was limited today, dealing with a back issue. He had corner Marshawn Lattimore on the list, limited as well. Still dealing with that hip flexor issue. Hopefully that doesn't hinder him too much going into week one. And then guard Nick Saldivari finally at least back at practice, but he is on the practice report as being limited with a calf injury. And then a full go, but on here with a shoulder issue is Pete Werner, hoping it's something that he doesn't hurt even further going into week one, but obviously a positive sign. He's still able to be a full go right here on Wednesday.
Well, good thing about that, Steve, is every projected starter practiced today.
Amen, right.
If it was limited or full, they got in. And I don't know what the Panthers are going to do at tight end because Ian Thomas and Tommy Trimble,
that
1-2 guys, they didn't even practice today. And so it may be JT Sanders that gets the call to be the starting tight end. Or they picked up a young man who was on the practice squad with the Green Bay Packers, but he's more of a run blocker. They don't use him in the passing game much. So
speaking of tight ends, too, the Saints also reworked the deal. I saw Field Yates put out reworked the deal of the contract for Juwan Johnson, freeing up, I think, around $3 million or so in cap space. So be interesting to see, are the Saints trying to make a move to add a body?
Man, I thought they had plenty of cap space. I thought they had over $10 million. So now this would make it $13 million? I wonder if there's maybe a new deal for somebody here.
Mm-hmm. Could it be a running back?
Could it be a running back, or could it be Paulson Adebo?
Very true.
Those two guys. All right, Cullen, you got it.
All right. Good news, guys.
What?
Good news. The Saints have the current longest active week one win streak in the league.
Woo-hoo!
How about that?
At five wins. The next closest teams are at three wins with the Miami Dolphins, Philadelphia Eagles, and Tampa Bay Bucks.
Well, hopefully we can get to six on Sunday.
Hopefully. That loss came in 2018 against the Bucks.
Tampa Bay, right?
48-40.
That was the goal for Ryan Fitzpatrick.
It's magic, yep.
Fitzmagic.
Yeah. Oh,
man, I remember sitting next to Bob. Man, he's banging his – come on. Somebody get in his face. Make him throw the ball quicker. Man, Fitzmagic that day, he was magic.
Oh, yeah.
And he was always a magic man in September.
Much after that.
Yeah, when the leaves started to fall a little bit, he wasn't quite the same of the trees. Good news also for LSU in that Zay Alexander, their starting cornerback from a year ago who had a knee injury similar to John Emery, the ACL injury. His workload, according to Brian Kelly, will increase over the next few weeks, and he is going to play on some special teams against Nicholls State. That's certainly an area. Good gracious. And I thought the young kids hung in there. Man, for 3.5 quarters, I was like, pinch me. It cannot be. They're playing this good defensively. And then the last two drives, you start to go down. So, good news that Zay Alexander back at practice, and they've kind of ramped it up with him. And last year, I'll be honest with you, I thought he was their best cornerback. From a coverage standpoint, young man who started out at Southeast Louisiana. So good news on Zay Alexander, and hopefully, I don't know about South Carolina, but by the time they play Ole Miss, hopefully he can be in the lineup.